Welcome to Day of Destiny with Dr. Michelle Correll, author, prophetic teacher, and pastor of Breath of the Spirit Prophetic Word Center. Dr. Correll can be seen weekly, nationwide, and around the world on her weekly telecasts that air on God TV, Impact, and Word Network. Now, let's join Dr. Correll by experiencing Day of Destiny, designed with your highest destiny in mind. Now, here is Dr. Correll.
I'll read to you where the letters came from. First of all, tonight I have to go by what the Holy Ghost is saying, so I have to put my own stuff aside. The Holy Ghost is speaking very strong about the spirit of Sanballat. That's why many of you have been so resisted over the past few weeks, because you are getting ready to have an anointing. There's an impartation and a grace from heaven during this season to rebuild your ruins. All right, let me explain what that is all about. We're going, just for a moment, to the book of Ezra. And I'm going to explain to you from the book of Ezra. Ezra chapter 1, don't get intimidated by historical documentation in the scripture. Everything in the Bible is prophetic, okay? We don't have to say, well, yeah, you know, wow, what am I going to get out of Ezra? I can't really receive anything. It's very powerful. I'm going to read to you the proclamation of liberation. Can I do that? Okay. Just to be able to recap, and we'll do maybe a 30-second recap, if we can possibly do that. In Israel's history, at this time, this period, this is the time right after Jeremiah had spent a 40-year career, 40 years crying to Jerusalem. Called at a time when prophets don't even become prophets. Normally around 30 years old in Israel, a man would start his ministry. But Jeremiah was called long before that. Jeremiah was called as a youth because there wasn't much time left. I'm prophesying to somebody. I said there wasn't much time left. God is doing something in the realm of the spirit. He's calling people out right now because there's not much time left. I hope you hear what I'm saying. What would have taken somebody 25 years to establish when the Holy Spirit can find a yielded vessel that's totally dependent upon him? The work is going to be done so much quicker. Are you following me? That which would have been, that which is not normal protocol or procedure. God is raising up individuals quickly and speedily in this hour that will respond to the call of God. Are you hearing it? There is a Jeremiah anointing in the atmosphere. If there can just be one Jeremiah. If there could be one Jeremiah in this generation that would belong totally to the Holy Spirit. One Jeremiah that would say, okay, I give up my life, I give up my dreams, I give up my destiny, I give up everything I ever wanted in life to do the will of God. One Jeremiah that says, I'll be the voice piece of God even when it's not convenient. One Jeremiah that would say, even if I get rejected, even if man doesn't understand me, even if my own father raises himself up against me, I'll do your will, oh God, I'll do your will. If you tell me that I'm young and I'm to go forward, I'll still do what you asked me to do. Do you know that God told Jeremiah, you will not take a wife? Do you realize how hard that was? Do you realize that God would tell a man you're not going to take a wife? That is something to tell a young person. You're not going to take a wife because anyone who begets sons and daughters in this place is going to lose them because the sword is coming to Jerusalem. Are you hearing me? Jeremiah obeyed God. Jeremiah did the will of God because the time was so short. Only 40 years left till the destruction of the whole state. Do you understand? 40 years left. The last voice before the end. Are you hearing me? God is raising up Jeremiahs tonight. I feel the fire of God in this place. God is raising up end time Jeremiahs to do the will of God. And somebody ought to praise the Lord. There's There's an anointing in this place. And if I were you, I would get it. If I were you, I would capture what's in the atmosphere. If I were you, I would say, I'll be that one God. I'll be a Jeremiah for you in these end times. As time is coming to the end. I can't go, Lord. I'm a youth. And the Lord said, don't look at their faces. Don't look at the hardness of their faces. Don't look at whether they receive you or not. Hate, Mokosa, stand up, woman of God. Hate, Kata, Matihana, Ishe. God is saying favor, favor, favor in this hour. And God is saying he's going to open the door that no man can shut. Your belly is going to go on fire from this night forward to do greater works than you have ever imagined for the Lord. Who? Oh. Seeing Jesus, not seeing man. Jeremiah. The first vision he sees is a boiling pot. And God says through the angel, what do you see, Jeremiah? And he said, I see a boiling pot coming from the north. And he said, these people, the Babylonians are coming. And it's going to be like a boiling pot. Are you hearing me? Yet Judah was so comfortable and so secure in their allies, so secure with the king of Egypt, and so secure in their political alliances, that they didn't listen to Jeremiah. And though the northern kingdom was already captive, the writing's on the wall. Are you hearing me? They said the northern kingdom was already captive. The dissolution of the northern state had already taken place. Israel was no more in the north. It was already desolation. The only thing left was Judah. But the eyes are still not open. You see, we are in a generation where we can see sign after sign. We can hear signs. We can see it on the TV. We can see biblical prophecy coming to pass. But God needs a Jeremiah. Hallelujah. For 40 years, Jeremiah preached God's word. It said the Babylonians are coming. Surrender to Babylon and you'll be able to stay in this land. Surrender to the king of Babylon and you can stay. He prophesied to the gates of Zion because the gates were once the place of judgment. They were the place of truth. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Do you know about Zion's gates? In the gates of the city, the gates are the places where judgment is set. The gates are the places where the poor, when their cases are not heard in the court, they go to the gates. And the elders in the gates judge their cases. It's a place where truth and equity is decided and deliberated. But the gates were corrupted. They were filled with bribery and filled with evil. And Jeremiah had to prophesy to the gates. I have to speak it right now. Because God is saying right now there's an anointing on the gates. There's an anointing on the gates of your destiny. There's an anointing on the gates of your destiny tonight. He wants to build your gates. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Jeremiah 22, I'll just prophesy it quickly. Oh, yes, Lord. I have to do what the Lord is saying, not what man is saying tonight, not what Dr. Corral had planned. Oh, papaka shekara. Hear the word of the Lord, O king of Judah, that sits on the throne of David, and servants that enter in by these gates. For thus says the Lord, execute judgment and righteousness. Deliver the spoiled out of the hand of the oppressor. Do no wrong, do no violence to the stranger, to the fatherless, or to the widow. That's what you call judgment in the gates. The gates were a place to plead for the widow. The gates were a place to plead for the orphan. The gates were a place when rich landowners would take children and kidnap them to be their workers and not give them wages. The poor had nowhere to go. They had no voice. But David, when he set up the city of Jerusalem, executed judgments in the gates. Are you hearing me? That's why Zion was the place among all the places on the earth. The Bible says the Lord prefers Zion among all the dwellings in the earth. Because why? It was the place, was the dwelling place of God, starting in the gates. Are you hearing this? Say this with me, Lord, I want the gates of my destiny. I want my life surrounded with gates that represent righteousness and proper judgment. Hallelujah. I want to see things rightfully. I don't want the truth, hallelujah, to be compromised. I don't want to call good evil and evil good. Hallelujah. Here's what he prophesied. He said, for if you do this thing, if you do no violence to the stranger, verse 3, to the fatherless, to the widow, or shed innocent blood in this place. For if you do these things, then you will enter in by these gates. And in this house, kings will be sitting on the throne of David, riding in their chariots and horses, he, his servants, and his people. But if you will not hear these words, turn to your neighbor and say, time's up. No more time to sit on the fence. See, when we're in the end times, there's no more time to sit on the fence. When time is running out, time is running out. We have to make a decision now. We cannot sit on the fence any longer. God has not given us a time to decide. The time of deciding is over. We make our decision now. Are you hearing this? Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said, if you will not hear these words, I swear by myself, saith the Lord, that this house will become a desolation. In other words, it's going to burn up. Thus saith the Lord to the kings of Judah, you are Gilead unto me, the head of Lebanon, yet surely I will make you a wilderness in cities uninhabited. He's prophesying the destruction of Zion. He said, I will prepare the destroyers against you. Do you think he was the favorite prophet of all? He's in there prophesying to people that have already corrupted judgment. That was one of the main reasons why the first city, the first temple was destroyed. It was because of completely corrupting the whole reason why David founded the city, a place for the ark, a place for God's dwelling, a place for God's dwelling place, the joy of the whole earth with righteousness, with judgment. Hallelujah. Are you hearing me? And now, hallelujah, Jeremiah's got to say this house over here, meaning the house of God, meaning the temple, Solomon's temple is going to be a desolation. Do you think he's the favorite prophet? I got a word for you. They arrested him. They didn't want to hear Jeremiah. They put him down into the dungeon. Are you hearing me, saints? I hope today we don't do that with a voice of truth. I hope today we don't shut truth out and put truth in such a place that we gag the truth. Somebody ought to say, we're not going to do that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Bible tells us, hallelujah. He says, but if you, thus saith the Lord, but if your eyes are, verse 17, Do you remember, hallelujah, that the verse 15, shall you reign because you clothe yourself in cedar? And you say, did not my father eat and drink, meaning the kings before them, eat and drink to do judgment and justice, and it was well with him? He judged the cause of the poor and the needy. Notice how that's so important to righteousness. Hello, somebody. Say, we got to get rid of us four and no more. Come on, we got to get rid of us four and no more. Tell your neighbor the day of the comfort zone is over. Come on, we got to stretch our spirit and come into a new place in God. Hallelujah. The Bible says he judged the cause, verse 16, of the poor and the needy. And was it not well with him? Was this not to know me, saith the Lord? Do you see how we know the Lord? We know the Lord by helping the poor. We know the Lord by seeing the distress, by knowing the heart of God, of knowing our neighbor, hallelujah, that's in distress, and we have eyes to see and ears to hear. Are you with me? Hallelujah. Oh, glory. And then we see, but your eyes and your heart are not for anything but covetousness. Could you imagine saying that to the king? Could you imagine prophesying such a word to the king of Judah? He said, and your oppression and your violence to do it. For thus saith the Lord concerning Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah. You shall not lament for him. You shall not say, ah, my brother, or ah, my sister, nor lament for him. Say, ah, my Lord, oh his glory. For they shall be buried. Oh, my God. I don't want to say it. They're going to be buried outside the gates of Jerusalem in a horrible death. Hallelujah. Now you might say, I'm hearing the Spirit of the Lord say, Jeremiah was raised up as a suddenly. He was raised up just quickly. There's an anointing in the house right now for God to raise up Jeremiah's quickly and speedily. Hallelujah. There's an anointing in the house tonight that God is going to trust Jeremiah's with his word. Jeremiah's, hallelujah, that will speak the word of the Lord and not be men pleasers, but be God pleasers. Now let me tell you Jeremiah's greatest trial, what his greatest testing was. His greatest testing was the false prophets. Do you realize all the prophets were prophesying? They look like prophets of God. They disguise themselves like prophets of God. Some of them were called sons of the prophets, like Hananiah, the false prophet, the son of Azur, who came and prophesied before the king and said, don't worry, just the Babylonian yoke is only going to be 2 years. And after 2 years, everybody's going to come home. The ones that were taken captive, don't worry. Jeremiah said, you're saying peace when there is no peace. And you're causing the people to trust in a lie. Hello, somebody. Are you hearing me? This is the time when God is raising up the true prophets in the body of Christ, not to tickle the ears of men. We are in a serious condition. We need to get ourselves ready. I hope you're hearing me. The days of being entertained by prophets that are not prophets is over. I hope you're hearing this. The only reason we go there is not because we want to serve God, not because we want more of the anointing. We want to hear what's going to make us feel better. But how can you feel better with a lie? How can you feel better with deception? Are you hearing me? Somebody ought to praise the Lord tonight. Somebody ought to say, hallelujah, I'm getting ready for the 21 days of messianic miracles. I'm getting ready for God to rebuild my ruins. Hananiah, the son of Azur, the prophet, In Jeremiah 28, he came and he prophesied before King Zedekiah. And he said, don't worry, it's only 2 years. The king of Babylon is only going to take them captive for 2 years, because already captivity was taken to Babylon and people were already living in Babylon. And Hananiah was sending his word to the captives that were already in Babylon, saying, don't worry, you're coming home. And Jeremiah went before them and he said, you're prophesying a lie. You have been in bondage with yokes of wood, but God is going to bring them in bondage with yokes of iron. Are you hearing me? And Hananiah, when Jeremiah was prophesying, came and broke the yoke off because he was a demonstrating prophet. The Lord says, I have to prophesy it. Oh, Katana, there's somebody under, oh, God. You don't need to identify yourself, but you need to tell the Lord right now. There's some people in here under the power of a false prophet, and God needs to break it off right now. God needs to break it off so that you can serve the Lord freely. Hallelujah, you've been entertained. And I don't know if you go to the false prophet or you've just been listening on YouTube to too many prophets that are not prophets. Hello, somebody. I hope somebody's hearing what I'm saying right now. You better get your act together and know the doctrine and be steadfast in God and not hop around, because you could get deceived at this hour. Are you hearing me? Let me just read it, because we're in a time when people are not able to endure sound doctrine anymore, beloved. The Bible says it came to pass in the same year, in the beginning of the reign. Now, why is this being said? Watch this. It came to pass in the same year, in the beginning of the reign of Zedekiah, king of Judah, in the fourth year. And what? The fifth month. Ooh. Why is the prophet, the false prophet, going to be known? Why is Jeremiah going out of his way to tell us it's the fifth month? Because it's spiritually significant. Because in the 11th year, this is 7 years before the city burns. In the 11th year of King Zedekiah is when the Babylonians came in and just took over and just burnt the place to the ground. And guess what month it was? The fifth month. Hello, somebody. So we see the false prophet emerging in the fifth month. The month that was all, it needs to be, you know, reversed. The fifth month is coming too quickly. And the reason it's the fifth month is it's prophetic. Because the fifth month in 7 years is going to be the month that there's no more Zion. Are you following me? And the Bible says, thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, the king of Israel, saying, I broke, hallelujah. Then came Hananiah, verse 1, the son of Azur, the prophet, which was of Gibeon, in the house of the Lord, in the presence of the priests and the people. Why is Jeremiah telling all this? Number one, watch this. I got to speak it to you. I got to prophesy it. In the fourth year of the fifth month came Hananiah, the son of Azur, the prophet. He knew all the language, didn't he? He knew how to look like a prophet. He knew how to speak like a prophet. Hello, I said he knew how to look like a prophet, how to speak like a prophet. He knew all the movements of a prophet because he's the son of a prophet, but he is a false prophet. Are you hearing this? Watch the next line. The next line says, which was of Gibeon. Why do we need to know that, where he's from? Because the Gibeonites were master deceivers. Do you remember in the book of Joshua, the Gibeonites disguised themselves, and they went through such difficulty to disguise themselves to Joshua, because Joshua was going to annihilate all the Canaanites, and they were Canaanites But they lied to Joshua. They put on old clothes. And they got moldy bread. And they tore their shoes up. And they said, don't destroy us. Make a covenant with us. We're not Canaanites. That you won't destroy us. Let us live. We've been on a long journey and we're tired and this is our bread. And they showed them moldy bread. Look at our shoes. We've been walking. And he looked at the shoes and saw them torn up. And look at our clothes. They're all torn and tattered. And so Joshua made a covenant with the Gibeonites that he would not destroy them. And he found out they were deceivers. They were Canaanites. They lied to Joshua. Are you hearing this? Why are we hearing that Hananiah, the false prophet, is of Gibeon? Because he's a master deceiver. Wow. Hear the word of the Lord. If Joshua, the son of Nun, could have been deceived by the Gibeonites, how much more is the church able to be deceived with false prophets? Are you hearing me? Watch this. We're going back. Hallelujah. Looking at verse 2. He says, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, saying, notice he knows exactly how to frame his prophecy, doesn't he? He sounds like Jeremiah. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel. Wow, he's a professional. I said professional deceivers. I said professional master deceivers. I don't think you're hearing me. I said professional master deceivers. Are you hearing this? Thus saith the Lord God of hosts, I have broken the yoke of Babylon, the king of Babylon. You liar, he has not broken the yoke of the king of Babylon. Notice what he says, verse 3. Within 2 full years I will bring them again. I will bring again into this place all the vessels of the Lord's house that Nebuchadnezzar has taken out from this place and carried them to Babylon. And I will bring again, hallelujah, to this place, Jeconiah, the son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, with all the captives of Judah that went to Babylon, saith the Lord, for I will break the yoke of the king of Babylon. What a lie. Sounds so real. Sounds so professional, doesn't it? Doesn't he sound exactly like a prophet? Isn't he a great mocker, imitator, impersonator? Hello, somebody. I said impersonator. Hello, somebody. I said impersonator. I'm not getting anywhere. We started to get somewhere, but now we're stuck in a place. And tonight, God's got a word for you. Verse 5, then the prophet Jeremiah said to the prophet Hananiah, in the presence of the priests, in the presence of all the people that stood in the house of the Lord. You see, Hananiah was prophesying in the house of the Lord. Do you know what that means? Prophets, false prophets in the church, not in the highways and byways. I said in the church, in the presence of the priests, in the presence of those who are supposed to be handling the holy things of God. Are you hearing me? Oh, Lord. The Bible says, even the prophet Jeremiah said to them, amen, the Lord do so. Perform your words which you have prophesied, and bring again the vessels of the house of the Lord, and all that is carried away captive from Babylon into this place. Verse 7. Nevertheless, hear the word of the Lord that I speak in your ears and all the ears of the people. Verse 8. The prophets that have been before me and before thee of old prophesied both against many countries and against kingdoms of war and evil and pestilence. And the prophet which prophesieth peace, hallelujah, when the word of the Lord shall come to pass, let him be truly the prophet be known. that the Lord has truly sent him. Verse 10. Then Hananiah took the yoke from off the prophet Jeremiah's neck and broke it. Verse 11. And Hananiah said in the presence of the people, and thus saith the Lord, even will I break the yoke of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, from the neck of all the nations within the space of 2 full years. And Jeremiah went his way. Now watch, he went his way, but he's coming back. Hello, he's going to tell the truth. He's going to tell it like it is. He's going to uncover it. Hello, somebody. I said he's going to uncover it. Hallelujah, he's going to uncover it. Then the word of the Lord, notice he didn't say it then because God didn't permit him to release it then. But now he's got permission to release it. Put your hands up and say, the words God gives me, I'm going to release it at the time God gives it to me. Come on. The word that God is given to me, I'm not going to jump ahead of the Lord. I'm going to give it at the time God has ordained me to give it. Are you hearing me? Watch this. The word of the Lord, verse 12, came unto Jeremiah the prophet after Hananiah the prophet had broken the yoke from off him, off the neck of the prophet Jeremiah, saying, hallelujah, go and tell Hananiah, thus saith the Lord, you have broken the yokes of wood, but you shall make for them yokes of iron. You're the false prophet that's going to make them go in yokes of iron. Watch this. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, I have put a yoke of iron upon the neck of these nations that they may serve Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and that they may serve him. I have also given him the beasts of the field also. Verse 16, 15. Then said Jeremiah unto Hananiah the prophet, hear now, Hananiah, thus saith the Lord, he has not sent you, but you make the people to trust in a lie. Are you hearing me? Verse 16, for therefore thus saith the Lord, behold, I will cast you off from the face of the earth, and you will die because you have taught rebellion against the Lord. You might say, I didn't hear Hananiah preaching rebellion against the Lord. I heard Hananiah saying he was just off a little bit on his prophecy. Oh, no. He was teaching rebellion against the Lord because he was causing them to hope in a lie that they could continue in their sin. Hello, that they could continue in their sin. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me, saints? Hallelujah. And the Bible says, going back up, verse 16, I want to make sure we understand, you're going to die because you have taught rebellion against the Lord. Now watch this. Verse 17. So Hananiah the prophet died in the same year, in the seventh month, 2 months later. I said in the seventh month, Rosh Hashanah. Turn to your neighbor and say, the judgment day. Hello, say, it wasn't an accident that the Lord took him in the seventh month. Come on, say, it wasn't an accident that the Lord struck him in the seventh month. It wasn't an accident that on judgment day, he was taken. Are you hearing this? I said, Rosh Hashanah, he's out of here. He died in the seventh month. You can't play around. Here's what the Lord is saying. Many of you in this place tonight are being raised up in your homes and in your families. The Lord is saying he's going to put a very peculiar and particular word in your mouth. The Lord is saying sweetness like the honeybee is going to be in your mouth, and you're going to woo them unto the Lord. I give you praise, Lord Jesus. Sweet as the honeybee, sweet as the honeybee. They're going to repent and come to the Lord, and you're going to see it. Thank you, Jesus. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Here's what the Lord says. Very few people can bear the burden. The burden of the Lord, the burden of the Lord. That God is going to put upon you for end times. It's going to be overwhelming inside of you and you're going to carry it. But the Lord says, carry it, my daughter, for me. For I have no man that will carry it like you will carry it. I've chosen you before the foundation of the world to carry the burden of end times. Fear not for the hours that you spend with me, for I shall hear your voice and spare many, saith the Lord. Akatasoka. Mikandi Oshakarabata. Come on, worship the Lord. Worship the Lord. Worship the Lord. Worship the Lord. See Jesus. Sokoto Kodabo. All these years, the Lord says, like savored wine. The Lord says, wine that's been preserved for this hour. I've taken out the lees. The wine is pure, and it's sweet wine, and it's aged. Do you not know that I delight in this vessel, saith the Lord? I delight in the wine that I have poured into this vessel year after year. And the Lord is saying that even just abiding in his presence, he's going to speak prophecies to you and you got to write them down. They're going to be for people and you just have to hand them to him. Even if they're people, you don't even know their names, but God's showing you their face. And you know when you're going to see them. You just slip them the prophecy. Because it's so from God. God is saying, I'm raising you up and I have called you as an end time prophet. God, we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. We give you majesty. Come on and praise him. Do not see man. Do not see man. Do not see man. All right, Pastor Sanjay, my God. The Lord is saying, he wants you to study the prophet Habakkuk as never before. Wrestlings and things that are grieving, spoiling and grieving, that grieve to the core. God is saying he's going to reveal to you secrets, but secrets about Israel especially. Secrets about end times. Hallelujah. And secrets for the body of Christ. Those especially that are being devoured. One of the things the prophet Habakkuk said that he couldn't understand, why the righteous man was being devoured by the man who was not as righteous as he, who was being devoured by wicked because judgment had been breached. And the Lord says, You're going to wrestle. And the Lord says he's taken you up to high places, hinds feet in high places. You are going to go so high in God. It's going to be such a comfort for you. You're going to look out and God's going to show you and he's going to feed you with angels' food and with manna from heaven. Hallelujah. God is saying, like the prophet Elijah and also like Moses who partook in the holy and high places, so shall I take you to the mountains of God. See Jesus, don't see man. See Jesus. See Jesus. See Jesus. See Jesus. Lord, I'm going to ask Pastor Sanjay, would you come? And I'm going to ask my dear sister, also, would you come? And would you mix these up as the Spirit of God would have you mix them up? There's three words. So each one of you will get one of the three. They're scriptures that you are to present to the devil when he tries to tell you that your ruins will not be rebuilt. These are scriptures that come from God's word that promise that your ruins are going to be rebuilt.
Thank you for joining us today on Day of Destiny. We invite you to our website at mydayofdestiny.com, where you can easily access other podcasts and obtain your copy of Dr. Corral's latest book, Secrets of the Anointing. Also, we want to take this moment to invite you to engage in extending your hand of kindness by planting your seed or offering for multitudes that include orphans, providing water wells, providing medical supplies, clinics, feeding programs, and many other services to the suffering church, and through efforts of evangelism worldwide. Just go to our website and click the donate button, or text to give. Text HESED, C-H-E-S-E-D, to 7797. That's HESED, C-H-E-S-E-D, to 7797. You are also invited to visit Dr. Michelle Corral Facebook or Instagram. We look forward to having you encounter the anointing with us on our next Day of Destiny podcast.